They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Don't start, man.
I've been.
Stop it.
What?
You're
I'm
ignorant.
Talking to Doyle.
I know you are.
For you, Barbara.
What? He can make. Hey, he can make
Stop.
Fun of the movie
You're
all he wants,
like
Rudy.
Child.
All right.
They're coming for you.
Best Ooh. Movie ever.
Ooh.
Look, best.
There
movie
comes one
ever.
Of them now.
Ah, oh, hey, look, there's one now.
I was so pumped to talk to this dude. I spent I can't tell you how long Googling different like zombie walk, zombie walkers. I find this website finally called zombiewalk.com. The guy who runs zombiewalk.com is Roger Barr. I get in touch with him. Long story short, he's out in LA. He's up really early to talk to us, and here he is. Hey, Roger, how are you?
Yo ho, how's it going?
Going fine. So I wanted to talk to you about the whole zombie walk lifestyle and everything that it is.
Lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. Come on, you dress up.
Wow. You make it sound like it's so glamorous just because I live in L.A. or something.
Now, how long? Okay, first of all, how long have you been a zombie walker? How did you first get turned on to this? And explain also what the hell it is.
Let's see. Well, I've probably been involved with zombie walking probably for about 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, the first time I heard about it was on the web they were talking about these little zombie flash mobs and zombie walks that were taking place in Canada and San Francisco. Those were basically the first ones. And what they are is basically a bunch of zombie movie fans, horror fans, anyone who's basically fan of anything like that kind of stuff. All these people will get together in a predetermined place and just start walking around dressed up like zombies and hopefully scaring the hell out of people and keeping a lot of other people laughs.
And you guys will get together, I mean, like by hundreds and hundreds of you, and you basically just kind of like take over a city in a sense.
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea.
Okay, but just, why would you want to scare people?
Oh, why wouldn't you want to scare people?
Because those people are just going about their own business, enjoying their life. They want to go out to dinner.
It's fun.
And you got a bunch of people playing dress up trying to scare the hell out of you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Roger. I'm with you.
What's wrong with that, man? It does. It sounds real. I'm just bummed that I missed the one that rolled around here. I'd like to see this.
There was a one a few weeks ago. I was telling Roger over the weekend when I spoke to him that my wife and I, we go to Royal Oak a couple of weeks ago. And I knew all about zombie walks, although I've never done it. She never heard of this before. And they had like a little like rally kind of like at the end of a walk. Maybe about 200 of these zombie walkers kind of like getting ready to part ways and go just party for the night. And we come out of the parking garage, and she was flipping out. She had no idea what the hell these people were. And by the way, these zombie walkers, you guys really get into the makeup. I mean, this is not some cheesy thing. Some of you guys have, like, theatrical Hollywood-style get-ups.
Yeah, see, I mean, one of the main things about a zombie walk is, with all of these people walking and stuff, every zombie wants to find their own way to stand out, basically, so... It's not just a lot of people just, toughing on some fake blood and a raggedy old T-shirt and stuff. A lot of these people, myself included, all like, to try really taking it a little bit farther. And the way we do that is everybody tries to come up with their own theme zombie, Like, if there's something that we're interested in, we'll dress up as it and then become a zombie version of it.
Does anybody actually try to dress up like a famous zombie, like the original zombie from Night of the Living Dead?
What famous zombie is there? Well, there's no such thing as a famous zombie.
Oh, sure. The very first
actually,
zombie.
There are plenty of famous zombies.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Thriller video?
Well, like what I was going to say was Night of the Living Dead, the very first zombie that you see kind of stalking through the graveyard in Night of the Living Dead. I mean, is there any guy that you ever met
what's his name?
That can look just like that guy?
I personally haven't met them, but I can tell you one thing. There was actually a world record zombie walk at Monroeville Mall in Pittsburgh, which is where they had the original Dawn of the Dead film. And they had almost 1,000 people. I think it was like something like 890, 900 people, something like that, show up at that one.
Walking through the mall.
If there was a guy who looked like that, he would be there. Yeah, walking through the mall.
And, of course, when the zombie walks happen in a place like a mall... Oh, and I heard, by the way, a mall out here in Metro Detroit, Somerset, they call it, Somerset Collection.
Snooty.
That I'm not sure when, but that there's supposed to be some zombie walk upcoming at Somerset, which would be very funny because it's a lot of, like, really rich, snooty people there.
Yeah, I would be surprised if that happened.
This has been my experience with some of the malls. Some of them are, apparently pretty cool about it, but... I basically organized the very first the Zombie Walk ever in Richmond, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing we all wanted to do was go to one of the malls and stuff.
Right.
So, you know, we started planning it online. And, again, just like you were talking about, we were going to go to the richest, snootiest mall in the area. And sure enough, when we started planning this stuff online, someone spread the word to these people at the mall, and they actually called the cops and had the cops show up at the place where we were all going to meet beforehand.
Oh.
You know, get all dressed up and stuff. And
right.
They basically told us they were going to arrest every zombie if anyone even set foot on.
Why would they arrest you?
Yeah, see, that's what's interesting, because what law would you be breaking?
Exactly. That's what we all wanted to know and stuff. And the cop basically wouldn't say anything, and he was just doing his job, so we weren't given.
We can't. Roger, all we could say is let's say you're not giving him much crap about it, okay?
Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay.
Hey, yeah, but I mean, if y'all have $5 in you on your, and you're in the mall and you buy a bag of candy, or you buy something. I mean, I think it's stupid, but I wouldn't want to ban you or arrest you for doing it if I'm going to be going to the mall,
right,
and buy something.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, that's the other thing too. I mean, there's a lot of these zombie walks are trying to do it for more good causes and stuff. Like this year, you know, they're, you know, doing it for the American Cancer Society. Some of them have organized blood drives to go in. You know, in line with the zombie walk.
A zombie blood drive.
Stuff.
Is that exactly. Blood tainted? Is that safe?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Hey, could I read some of these? Now, I'm not sure if this is from your site or if it's from one of the other zombie sites, but let's see if you agree with these rules. I have 8 zombie rules. All children of the dead are to be accompanied by an adult zombie at all times. So a lot of people will bring little kids and dress the kids up as zombies too, correct?
Oh yeah, the kids absolutely look hilarious. They're some of the best zombies of all, because while a bunch of us adults are having fun and stuff, these kids, their imagination is still really in it, and they believe they're zombies when they're out there. So
there you go.
Hilarious watching them
indoctrinating them into the life of the undead at an early age.
There you go.
Exactly.
Do not approach or touch anyone that seems not to be okay with zombies. Avoid confrontation. So again, for you guys to be barred from going to a mall, it seems silly because you're not actually going to, throw down with anybody.
We're really strict about that, actually. We tell everybody, don't, go grabbing people, pretending to bite them or anything like that. Because, these people are, in all likeliness, wearing some kind of nice clothes or something like that, and they're going to get really pissed off if you're drooling fake blood all over their costume.
Sure.
And, stuff.
And it mentions no drugs, stay on sidewalks, no littering, no destruction of property.
Make sure your mom knows what time to pick you up.
A zombie walk is basically, in all essence, it's basically a Halloween parade. That's
okay, but Halloween's for kids. And, Halloween parade.
Oh, not
kids.
Anymore. Not anymore,
it's
I would
all
argue.
It's about the kids, man. Adults get into it, too. There are parties. There's all kinds of stuff, man. Kids don't go to, the big, scary, haunted houses.
Yeah, but you're dressing up.
It doesn't matter,
it does
man.
Matter.
If you think Halloween's for kids, I mean, you should come out here and check out the West Hollywood Halloween Carnival and stuff. It's thousands of people all just get together and are outing costume all night long and stuff. And believe me, you don't want kids at that thing.
Hey, we're talking to Roger Barr. He runs ZombieWalk.com. How many zombie walks do you think you have participated in?
Oh, how many? It's not been that many. I mean, I only normally do 1 or 2 a year and stuff like that.
Really?
So, yep. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have them like all the time. Otherwise, they're just not nearly as special and stuff. You just kind of want to do it like once a year in your town and stuff.
Is there almost a thing where, because they're catching on, is that almost a bad thing for you guys because the element of surprise is gone? Like, the more people who know about these, they're not going to be totally freaked out now when they see you?
I'm sure. I mean, to some extent, people are going to be expecting them. But, if you change up your routes and you do zombie walks in different places, there's always going to be people who are just not expecting it whatsoever. And, Richmond, the first time we did it, we walked straight through the main library at the college university there.
Right.
Believe me, those people had no idea what was hitting them, so that was great.
Do you guys do the slow, shambling, kind of old-style zombie walk, or do you have anybody who does the fast 28 days later kind of quick-moving zombie?
Generally, we tell people not to do the running around kind of zombies because, I'm definitely more about the old-school original, dragging your feet kind of thing and moaning about brains and stuff. None of this, think they need a high-speed camera to catch up.
Gotta go old school. Yeah,
it's way better old school. It just seems like with these, the 28 days, weeks later, what's the zombie movie with that broad that just came out?
Zombie movie with the broad.
Yeah, all these zombies got a major friggin' upgrade, and all of a sudden they move really fast.
They're turbocharged.
It sucks.
Because it dawned on people that it's a lot scarier.
No,
if the zombie chasing you could actually catch you.
No.
Of course it is.
The strength is
when
in their
obvious,
numbers.
I can outrun it, man. I'm just going to taunt them.
See, Roger, Doyle's not a zombie guy.
I saw a screener for a zombie movie, and they had a zombie who was running around so fast, and he eventually started crawling on the ceiling. Like freaking Spider-Man zombie and stuff. That's not scary. That's just laughable.
Yeah, that's not realistic.
Come on.
You're realistic, zombie.
Yeah, that's the laughable one.
What do you think is the greatest zombie movie of all time?
Greatest zombie movie of all time? Let's see.
I really like the original
Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead?
Cracked me up. It's really hard for me to say because Day of the Dead was really amazing with the gore, and Return of the Living Dead is also the one that had the, oil drum zombie, the tar zombie, who kind of got the whole brain.
Yeah.
So Night of the Living Dead, is that off your list? Is that just the two?
That movie's terrible.
I like that movie a lot and stuff, but you're asking me about my all-time favorites.
Sure.
Those three are the ones.
Oh, he didn't want your answer. He just wanted you to agree with him.
No, I've often said for years on the show that I just think Night of the Living Dead, there's something about it. I know it was so low budget. I know the sound.
So poorly acted.
Some of the acting is terrible. The sound doesn't even sync up. There's just something about it, man. And it's the original, you know?
I've seen as many cheesy horror movies as I have in my day and stuff. That one makes a lot of them look like absolute crap. So.
And you know what? You know who just died, I guess this year, not too long ago? This guy, Carl Hardman, was the actor's name, but he's the old bald guy from The Basement and Night of the Living Dead, Harry Cooper. Apparently, he just passed away. I was reading.
So he's
going to
be coming back as a zombie now.
Exactly.
You could only hope.
That's the nice thing. If you get to star in a zombie horror movie like that, people just kind of celebrate your death because they know you'll be back.
So have you ever heard of a zombie walker scaring somebody so badly that they actually got attacked in return?
It wouldn't surprise me if it's happened and stuff, but no, I haven't heard about anything like that. Because mainly when we scare people and stuff, when we're walking, they'll either, you know, just scream in terror or they will run away and stuff. Like we had one guy the other year, he didn't even see the people coming because he was exiting a store that was in the area that we were doing the walk in.
Right.
He exits the store. He looks at us. His eyes just go completely wide. He dropped whatever he was holding, and he went, "Oh my God!" And he ran back in the store. He just darted in there.
And that's a good day for you.
Grown
that's
man.
Awesome.
This is a grown He's man just... while little kids are like laughing their asses off.
This guy's going about his business, picking up his dry cleaning, whatever. He just wants to go home, and he gets scared.
At least he didn't try to take a crowbar to your head, because that's the only way to take you out, right?
Yeah, it's got to be a shot to the brain.
Shot to the brain.
They always say.
Yeah, because, you know, Rudy and I were talking. We're big zombie movie fans. And, let's say if you didn't know about these zombie walkers and you had just done a bunch of shrooms and so you're all screwed up on acid and then you see you guys, I mean, yeah, you might really flip out, you know?
I'm pretty sure that's what some zombie walkers actually do to get into the stumbling mood of most zombies.
Sure. Well, who is your average zombie walker?
Pretty much horror movie fans. That's probably the number one thing. You know, just horror movie fans anywhere from their teens to their even late 40s and stuff. I mean, we have a wide age range as far as that goes.
Primarily single, live alone.
No. A lot of husbands and wives do it and stuff all the time.
How do you sign up or get involved? Like, if there was one being organized, another one around Metro Detroit. Like, if I wanted to do it, let's say.
No, basically, you just go to zombiewalk.com, which is basically right now. It's a very simple site. We're going to be expanding it eventually and stuff. But for the time being, it's just a message form that allows people to communicate with other people in their towns, and all they do is just start making posts and plans about what they want to do, and set up meeting times and rules and all that kind of stuff. And
it's like a match.com for zombies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, Roger, happy Halloween to you. Obviously, you do this way outside of the month of October, though. But thank you for telling us all things zombie.
absolutely. And real quick, I just want to let you guys know that on Halloween this year, CSI New York is a zombie walk that we helped organize. They're doing a Halloween episode, so be sure everybody check that episode out on Halloween.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm sorry. Which CSI is
this? New York.
CSI New York.
CSI New York. Okay, we're going to have a CSI creator on later
Anthony
this week,
Zeiger,
as a matter of
yes.
fact. That's
we can
right.
talk to him. We can ask him about it.
That's very, very cool. All right, Roger Barr from ZombieWalk.com. Thanks
all
a lot.
Right.
We appreciate it. You think we're all idiots.
What's the point of that?
I think it's probably very liberating, you know?
To pretend to be someone else?
Yeah.
To pretend to be dead?
I'm going to have to get those movies that he mentioned. It's been a while.
Think about it. It's always liberating, like when you're a kid, to pretend to be somebody that you're not, to pretend to be somebody else. But if you're going to be pretending to be the undead, you're pretending to be somebody with zero expectations and zero responsibilities. Nobody expects anything from a zombie. It would be like being Rudy.
I was just going to say, I do that every day.